This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the most anxious people in economic policy right now, people running the budgets in more wealthy, generally high tax, and often Democratic-leaning states. Remember the limits to state and local tax deductions in the new tax law? That's money going to the feds that is not going to the states. So now California, New York, New Jersey, among others, are tossing around ideas for how to get some of their own money back. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath has that one.
The idea that New Jersey and California are both exploring involves in-state charitable donations to offset state taxes. Daniel Hemmel of the University of Chicago Law School explains.
California says, hey, if you want to give to your local public hospital or to your local fire department, we'll give you a tax benefit, a credit against state taxes due.
So when the federal government takes its cut, there's less income visible for it to tax. Jared Walczak of the Tax Foundation says the IRS sees right through this.
The IRS usually doesn't look very favorably on gimmicks like that, and it certainly doesn't have charitable intent.
The IRS could block the states from doing this, but David Kamen of NYU Law says a 2011 IRS memo affirms the right of other states to do something similar. Many conservative states use exactly this trick to fund vouchers for private religious schools.
And the IRS has so far said you can get a charitable deduction for that.
So changing the rules for California and New Jersey might kill tax-diverting programs in states like Alabama, too. New York has a different approach. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to swap the income tax for a payroll tax, which is still fully deductible at the federal level. Lawyers say that approach has slightly more legal standing. So even though the tax bill is law now, it's kicked off a new political showdown, one between states and the federal government. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.